Penguin Random House Audio presents Robert B. Parker's The Devil Wins by Reed Farrell Coleman. Read for you by James Naughton. Chapter 1. Jesse Stone no longer felt adrift. No longer a man caught between two coasts. He had finally left his days as an L.A. homicide detective behind him, if not his private shame at how his life there had gone to hell. He was chief of police in Paradise, Mass. This was his town now. Yet there were still some things about the East Coast and the Atlantic he had never gotten used to, and wasn't sure he ever would. Nor'easters, for one. He found their brooding slate-gray clouds and roiling tides a little unnerving. These late fall or winter storms seemed to blow up out of spite, raking across whole swaths of New England or the Mid-Atlantic, leaving nothing but pain in their wake. As was his habit, he drove through the darkened streets of Paradise in his old Ford Explorer before heading home. He wanted to get a few hours' sleep before going back to work. Maybe a drink, too. The storm wasn't supposed to make landfall until about midnight, but the winds were bending trees back against their will, sleet already pelting his windshield. Jesse shook his head thinking about that, about how storms in the east warned you they were coming, about how they told you when they were coming, and then kicked your ass. It was different out west. He remembered how, when he was a kid in Tucson, a few inches of unexpected rain would morph into the cascading wall of a flash flood, washing away everything before it. One minute people would be horseback riding or hiking through bone-dry arroyos, and the next they'd be swallowed up by waters squeezed between canyon walls.